A.B. Simpson once wrote, "Unless I am sure I'm doing more at home to send the gospel abroad than I can do abroad, I am bound to go." You're listening to Our Mission Path. I'm Timothy Downing. In Matthew's rendering of the Great Commission, Jesus puts legs on the Great Commandment. Love of God and love of neighbor demands that we are in perpetual motion. To that end, Jesus says, go. Go is such a simple command, and yet it's often misunderstood, or worse, ignored. Greek, the original language of the New Testament, sheds some light on our call to go. The participle go is followed by the aorist imperative, make disciples, which linguistically means that to go becomes part of the imperative. Consider the words of Daniel B. Wallace, professor of New Testament studies at Dallas Theological Seminary. Don't ever let anyone tell you that grammar is inconsequential. Matthew's grammar paints a picture and urges an action. And we seriously err if we neglect what our Lord is really teaching at the end of this gospel. We are to go. In light of the scripture, may the measure of our calling reflect the wisdom found in A.B. Simpson's words. May we weigh our responsibility to the Great Commission in terms of effectiveness. This podcast was written by me, Timothy Downing, produced by my daughter, Esperanza Downing. If you would like to know what the Downing family is doing in Ecuador, please check us out at ourmissionpath.com. That's OURMISSIONPATH.com.